Summer baseball is upon us as we get set for a busy weekend on the local fields, with the Humboldt Crabs kicking off the 2026 season at the Arcata Ballpark on Friday night, and several Ute Baseball Tournament of Champions games scheduled for Saturday and Sunday. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Crabs and all the early summer baseball action in just a moment, as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including how the HDNL teams fared in this week's North Coast Section baseball and softball playoffs, who was included on the second annual HDNL All-Sportsmanship team, some college baseball and basketball news, why this weekend is a big one for a pair of local high school track and field athletes, why last weekend was a big one for local motorsports fans, and how a pair of local bare-knuckle fighters fared at BKFC 89. But first up, the Humboldt Crabs are back in town and preparing for a summer of fun and excitement at the Arcata Ballpark. The players began arriving in the county earlier this week and held their first practice of the season on Wednesday. The new season gets underway with a three-game weekend series against the Novato Knicks, with Game 1 set for Friday night at 7. This year, the Crabs feature a new manager, with former player and longtime assistant coach Jeff Giacomini taking over from Robin Guyver, who stepped down at the end of the 2025 season. Giacomini has added a couple of familiar coaches to his staff, including St. Bernard's head coach Matt Tomlin and Eureka High head coach Tommy Gale. This year's team also features six local players, a group that includes Daniel Osborne and Cody Collins from Fortuna High, Aiden Dorsch from St. Bernard's, Jackson Kelly from McKinleyville, and Arcata's Ben Lukens and Miles Oliver. The Crabs and Knicks will also play on Saturday night at 6:30, before concluding the weekend series on Sunday afternoon at 12:30. The Crabs will also play their annual early season game against the Humboldt Eagles 19U team on Wednesday night. This year's Eagles team also welcomes a new head coach to the dugout, with former McKinleyville High and Humboldt B-52's coach Scott St. John taking over. This weekend also sees the start of a busy month in local Ute baseball, with the district senior and junior tournament of champions getting underway. The senior TOC features eight teams playing four games at various locations around the county on Saturday, followed by semifinals on Sunday. The junior TOC features four teams and also begins on Saturday. Both championship games will take place at the Arcata Ballpark on Monday evening. Switching gears, the final two remaining HDNL teams in the North Coast Section baseball and softball playoffs lost this week to end the local season. Last Friday night, all three local softball teams in action lost their section quarterfinals. McKinleyville fell 7-1 to Petaluma, Fortuna lost 20-9 to Freedom, and Del Norte fell to Annalee 5-1. The disappointment for the HDNL teams continued on Saturday when the South Fork girls fell to Moreau Catholic by a score of 9-2. The Eureka girls were also in action last weekend and dominated San Domenico on the way to a 13-1 win in five innings to extend their season. The Loggers, however, lost their Division 5 semifinal on Tuesday, falling 10-4 to Moreau Catholic. In NCS baseball, on Saturday, Big 5 champion McKinleyville suffered a disappointing loss in the Division 2 quarterfinals. The top-seeded Panthers welcomed Bishop O'Dowd to McKinleyville High and led 3-1 going into the seventh inning. However, the visitors would score six late runs to win 7-3 and end a memorable season for the Panthers, who added a third straight Charles Lakin Tournament Championship to their Big 5 title. Also on Saturday, the St. Bernard's boys rallied from a couple of early deficits to beat Pinal Valley 5-3 in the Division 4 tournament. However, the Crusaders would lose their section semi-final on Wednesday, falling 8-0 to Newark Memorial. A young Crusaders team closed out the season 22-5, including a perfect 12-0 run in the Little Four Conference. This week also saw the announcement of the second annual HDNL All-Sportsmanship team, which features one student athlete from all 10 league schools. This year's team included Arcata's Izzy Allen, Del Norte's Bliss Blackburn, Eureka's Elizabeth Rominger, Ferndale's Michaela Ellsmore, Fortuna's Cavi Bolden, Hoopa's Alyssa Ashley, McKinleyville's Natess Marquez, North Coast Prep's Richie Alvarez, South Fork's Molly Perkins, and St. Bernard's CJ Figus. In local college baseball, this week College of the Redwoods announced the addition of two Eureka seniors who committed their future to the local community college program. Loggers team captains Jesse Vasquez and Garrett Levitt both signed their letters of intent at CR on Monday, giving Redwoods a boost after a disappointing spring. The CR men's basketball team has also added a couple of local players. On Thursday afternoon, St. Bernard's senior Carson Costa signed his letter of intent to join a CR program that has been consistently competitive in the Golden Valley Conference for much of the past decade. Costa joins McKinleyville senior Neil Moon, who also recently committed his future to the local JC. In local high school track and field, meanwhile, two HDNL athletes have qualified for this year's state championships. Arcata's Skylar Collenberg had a big weekend at the NCS Meet of Champions and placed first in both the shot put and discus to advance to the state meet in both events. Also qualifying was Del Norte's Sebastian Espinoza, who placed second to Collenberg in the Meet of Champions shot put. Switching gears, last weekend was a big one for motorsports fans here on the North Coast. Redwood Acres Raceway hosted its season opener on Saturday night with a full slate of racing action. Defending track late models champion Brandon Barnwell got the 2026 season off to an impressive start and took the checkered flag in the main event. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, a pair of Humboldt County bare knuckle fighters fought on the same bare knuckle fighting championship card for the first time ever, and both of them enjoyed big nights. Hydesville's Ryan Peterson won by unanimous decision, while Fortuna's Ricardo Talavera won by knockout just 1 minute and 16 seconds into his first professional fight. And that's this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.